I'm Kempston Cross. This is your look at sports. Jackson Cowgirl Sadie Hutzler finished among the top 10 pole benders in the world at the National High School Finals Rodeo in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Hutzler posted the aggregate score of 61.863 to take home 10th place out of 190 competitors. Hutzler started the week with a run of 20.145 for 8th place in the first go-round. Her time of 20.392 was good for 16th in the second go-round. She stopped the clock at 21.056 in the final short go performance on Saturday. Hutzler also helped the Minnesota State team win the Division IV championship. Fox Lake doubled up on Sunday wins to rally past Heron Lake in their best-of-three Region 10C playoff series in the Minnesota Baseball Association. The Foxes walked it off 6-5 in 11 innings with a Sebastian Reynel RBI single that scored Carson Hestad. The Lakers broke the scoreless tie with two runs in the top of the sixth. The Foxes rallied to a 3-2 lead in the bottom half. Heron Lake scored three more runs in the top of the seventh to lead 5-3. Fox Lake scored once in the home half and then forced extra innings with one more in the bottom of the ninth before the walk-off victory. Joey Flores went the distance to earn the win for the Foxes after surrendering 5 runs on 7 hits while striking out 14 batters and walking 2. Charles Erickson took the loss for the Lakers after allowing 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 6 and walking 6 in 4 and a third. Blake Buncher led the Foxes with 2 hits and 2 runs batted in. Reynel, Mitchell Profke, and Steven Zeems each collected 2 hits for Fox Lake. Fox Lake clinched the best-of-three series with a 14-5 win in the nightcap. The Lakers scored first again in the third. The Foxes responded with 3 runs in the bottom frame, 8 more in the fourth, and 1 more in the sixth. Heron Lake scored 4 in the seventh. Fox Lake added another pair in the eighth. Carter Brudley scored 3 times and had a pair of hits. Zach Anderson scored twice, had 2 hits, and batted in 2 runs. Hustad and Flores each had 2 hits and plated a pair of runs. Profke walked 4 times. Zeems collected the win after giving up 5 runs, with one of them earned, on 7 hits in 8 innings of work, plus 5 strikeouts and 3 walks. Heron Lake ends the season with a 2-15 overall record. The Foxes advance to take on the top-seeded Wyndham Pirates beginning on Wednesday. The Jackson Racing Hall of Fame announced 5 inductees into the class of 2025. The members include 5-time IMCA Sport Mod Track Champion Jason Andrews, 5-time IMCA Stock Car Track Champion Trent Schroeder, 2-time 6-cylinder track champion Miles Grine, 1991 Sprint Car Track Champion, car owner, and sponsor Kent Winters, and founding board member, track announcer, and track information director Tom Savoda. The induction ceremony will be held Saturday, August 16th in the Blue Building on the Jackson County Fairgrounds. Hudson O'Neill and Zach Olivier pocketed special wins at Houston Speedway on Saturday during the 15th annual Silver Dollar Nationals. O'Neill dominated from the pole during the $75,000 to win Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series main event that was called on lap 68 because of rain. He became the 11th different event champion and joined his father, Don O'Neill, on the list of winners. Olivier became the 7th different driver in 8 late model street stocks main events this season to reach victory lane. The next event at Houston Speedway is on July 27th with all 3 regular classes back in action. You can find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempston Cross.